go, for instance, you can go by the Roswell Presbyterian Church. The main old sanctuary there was built, I think, in the 1830s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually during parts of the Battle of Atlanta in the Civil War, when the federal soldiers were encamped across the street there, they actually went in and ripped out all the pews and used that church for a Union hospital. And so it's been there. And I grew up, it was just that little building. And now you go look at it, and it takes up half a city block. So I'd say this church is not dwindling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk for just a minute about some of the things you do with churches, like weddings. And do you think people in Roswell tend to find each other and marry within the community, or is that not really an issue?
I wouldn't think it's an issue right now. You know, when I was young, you didn't have a lot of extracurricular activities outside of school and church. You didn't have the internet. You didn't have the bowling alleys. We did have a theater in Roswell, the Roswell Show, the picture show, and I guess every small town had one of those. And my good friend Randy, his parents ran the show, so spent a lot of time there. And everybody knew everybody. Everybody did everything together. You know, after the high school games, there were the sock hops, and there was nowhere else to go. You know, Sandy Springs was a half a day drive, and when you got there, you didn't know anybody. So it was all, you know, if any guy was dating a girl from Alpharetta or Sandy Springs, it was talk of the town. You know, everybody knew about it, and this rivalry happened. Now you don't know, and it doesn't matter either. So I guess the little community nucleus there, especially, was centered around the schools more than anything, I think. It's not like it used to be. There aren't many people meet me and they find out I'm a native of Roswell, and maybe they've been living here 25 years. And I say, you're the first native I've ever met. but we're still here. We have a kind of a community of natives. I eat breakfast and hang out with people that I grew up with. You know, my accountant and I still argue over a lie she told about me in the third grade and got me in trouble, you know. So we... The battle goes on, you know, but we still hang out with the same old folks. They're here. They're, most of them we see at the funeral home. That's another big hangout place, you know. One of the old Roswell folks passes away, and, you know, you can't find parking up there because the people just turn out. You wonder where they are. They're all here, but sometimes we never see them except at the funeral home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't do covered dishes there anymore like they used to.
That may be a good thing.
I guess so.
Well, what about, you know, funerals? Is it, what do you call those people? You know, we're going to ask funny questions because we're interested in what people call things, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, what do you call those people who run the funerals there at the funeral home?
The funeral directors.
Okay.
And the assistant funeral directors.
Okay.
I guess. That's what I've always called them.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
There are...
I guess they used to call them morticians, or those are the ones who do the actual embalming, I guess. But...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That there are names for that job that are different all over the country. And part of what we do here is listen to what you tell us about Roswell and then compare it to what happens all the time.
I just always call them the funeral director.
Mm-hmm.
Or that guy at the funeral home. That's another popular one, too.
Yeah, that's it. What about that guy who stands up at the front of the church on Sunday?
Preacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you call
the preacher, the minister.
Okay.
Pastor. I never call him pastor. It was more